Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am excited to have just a few minutes today to talk to you about the flaw in one of the more famous self-help and management quotes of all times. You've likely heard some version of the quote, "Insanity is doing the same things over and over again and expecting a different outcome." Now, okay, I get that. People do have a tendency to get stuck in ruts when it comes to their habits and activities, especially their bad habits. And yes, if your activities never change, it's unlikely that the results they produce will ever noticeably change. In my opinion, the small flaw in that advice is that people tend to expect that changing their habits and activities and strategies will immediately produce different results. In some instances, okay, sure, that may be the case, but in most instances, results are not instantaneous. I've often used the example of folks going on diets and adopting new health routines. I kid with people that only we truly know when we are sacrificing. We may start deciding to pass on foods or snacks we really like because we know they are bad for us. We begin exercising more. We know the efforts and sacrifices we're making. Yet someone forgets to tell that to the bathroom scale. We work hard for a few days or a week or weeks and get on that scale, and then wonder if someone has been messing with the scale. The calibration must be off, or the batteries are weak, because the results reflected are not what we think they should be. They're not what we think we have earned. We've changed habits, we're working hard, and we're not seeing the change we think we should. Now, some hardy souls see that and are motivated to work even harder, or at least longer. Too many, however, become discouraged and revert back to habits that produced the results they were trying to change in the first place. In the very first Advantage letter I wrote almost 25 years ago, I included a quote from the 1800s. A man named Jacob Riis said, "When nothing seems to help, I go and look at a stone cutter hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times, without as much as a crack showing in it. Yet, at the 100th and first blow, it will split in two. And I know it was not that blow that did it, but all that had gone before." I think Riis's analogy still resonates. Often the work we are putting in is having an impact. It is moving us toward our goals. We just can't quite see it yet. Okay, we're not exactly pounding rocks out there, although I know it may feel like it from time to time. However, many of our activities involve influencing or persuading others. It may be persuading potential or existing customers and members to come over to the branch and discuss their needs. It could be influencing a business owner to consider switching to your bank or credit union for his or her business accounts. Sometimes we're persuading our teams to adopt new habits and strategies. The thing is, anytime we are attempting to motivate or engage or persuade another human being, we aren't always able to see our progress. And even if we can, success comes at varying rates. Some of our seemingly instant successes might turn out to be short-lived, while the projects or tasks or, yes, people we've worked the longest and most diligently with end up being some of our crowning achievements. You see, we humans can be hard to predict. We know certain actions and activities tend to influence behaviors, but influence doesn't mean control. Now, the upside here is that each day, each week, each month is a new day, a new week, a new month. People's minds change, their perspectives grow, their needs evolve. The person you are interacting with today is the same person you interacted with yesterday, or last week, or last month, but they aren't the identical person. A familiar question or request may resonate in an entirely different way today. It isn't always easy, but we need to remember that the times in which it seems that not much is going our way are often the times that are setting up the days in which everything seems to come together. And when it does, remember that it's more than likely that you didn't find success that day. You earned it through your work and commitment in the days, weeks, and months that came before. Commit to yourself and your team to make today a day your successful tomorrows are built on. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.